Welcome to this week's podcast on being a good listener. How many of you can identify with sometimes being distracted when other people are speaking? How can you maintain good eye contact and good listening skills? It's often hard to pay attention. So my very first tip is put down your smartphone. I've been in this business a long time. Obviously, many years ago, we didn't talk about smartphones. But how many of you are listening to a conversation with a smartphone in your hand that you're glancing at? Put it down. Number one, that will take away from your listening skills. And number two, it is not proper etiquette. So pay attention. Now that your smartphone is down, it's as simple as paying attention. All too often, the listener in a conversation is looking at the speaker, but they're thinking about what they're going to have for lunch or dinner, or how was that lunch, or what is going to happen in the meeting tomorrow. So the number one tip is pay attention. Otherwise, you may miss a very important part of the message. Next, listen actively. What does that mean? Rather than just sitting and listening and thinking about lunch or dinner or that meeting, ask questions. If something is unclear, ask for clarification or examples or details so that you are in fact clear on the message. Another strategy is to rephrase what the person just said. For example, if I understand correctly, you are saying that, is that correct? This helps to ensure that you did in fact receive the message in the manner it was intended. Next, silence is golden. As much as you might want to jump in and interrupt, this is your opportunity to be passive. Don't interrupt the speaker. Let them finish what they're saying, because they may in fact say what it is you're going to interrupt them and ask. So let them finish, and then when they're done, you can ask your question. I often tell people, jot down on a pad just a quick note so you don't forget what it is you're going to ask. That's why we tend to interrupt so often. We don't want to forget. So jot it down. That's the most polite, professional thing to do. Read between the lines. Often a speaker may not say exactly what it is they are thinking or feeling. So try to gather as much information as you can so you will know what they're saying. Information can come non-verbally from their facial expressions and their tone. And lastly, show interest. Don't forget to look at them. Good eye contact. If you're on the telephone, don't forget, that's right, I see. Those are absolutely polite and professional ways to let the speaker know you are listening. We are about to publish our fourth edition of Talking Business, When English is Your Second Language. Right now, tips for being a good listener are on page 18, but it's in your book, no matter what edition you have, so just look for it. Remember, at Corporate Speech Solutions, we help you say it better. Have a great day.